Coffee.
Live from the east side in the Egghead Duck compound carriage house. See if my dog barks. You can hear it. It's episode 120. Is that so funny? Episode 120, watch your back. This week, me and Silky Smooth talk about killing Bin Laden. We ask if you can hear the birds, and Silky Smooth tries to float a bag. You can find us at snorkcoffee.com. At snorkcoffee on Twitter. I think that is about it. Thanks for listening. I've always, like, every time I get ready for a wedding, I'm like, should I wear a tie? Yes.
I think that's...
We're apparently a show about fashion.
Yes.
Welcome to Snort Coffee, did I say that?
I don't think so.
It's me and Silky Smooth in a carriage house on the east side of Dayton, Ohio.
Trying to pull off, like, a sixth hour.
At the AGA.com compound. Trying nothing, I'm good to go. Snort Coffee. Boop. Dear one-seventh of a bump. Whatever it was. Always wear a tie. Unless it's like an outside wedding where they're like, we're wearing jeans as the bride and groom.
Well, right. Then you're going to look silly.
Yeah.
Showing up.
Unless you wear a tie with jeans, then maybe you're all right. But
then what?
If a tie with jeans.
Oh, okay.
You might be all right then.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think sometimes you might be able to get away with a collared shirt.
I always feel stupid when I do it. Those are typically, like, church weddings.
Yeah.
Just because that's what I've been... Pardon me.
Yeah. I think it's... Yeah. And personally, I think suit's nice. But apparently that kind of is too dressy.
I had a suit jacket on and was dressier
than most.
I had comments of being dressy, but it was for my stepdad.
Okay.
It's like, I should have worn a coat. I don't know what that means.
Oh, he said that he should have worn a coat?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to weddings before that I'm not like a friend of, or like one of Kelly's family, something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a coat and I'm overdressed.
Yeah.
Like,
huh.
Like, I look like I should be in the wedding because so few people have jackets on.
Yeah.
Like,
they should give you a dress code.
Yes.
Invitation, like.
Absolutely.
Just wear it, button up.
Yeah, detailed even.
Yeah.
Don't say dress casual. Like, what? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Say, you should be wearing a jacket and tie.
Yeah, exactly.
You should, a collared shirt's fine.
If you're going to have a wedding, which is stupid in the first place.
Yeah. Jean cutoffs, they're cool. Yeah, I got to say, I was kind of anti-marriage, but when it came down to it, I was more in like, okay, wedding, that's cool, whatever. And the whole party part of it was kind of fun, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, getting to kind of do some cool shit, but didn't really take advantage of that because I saw somebody, old friend on Facebook, that posted something about their wedding and... Like, they said, oh, the fire dancers were great. Like, oh, man, I just didn't have a cool wedding. And they were serious. So.
I thought your wedding was all right.
Yeah, it was fine, but
I didn't want to recall.
Fucking fire dancers.
No fire dancers.
Yeah. That you'd be like, yeah, now I remember. I recall cars.
That's something.
Cars were cool. Yeah.
No fire dancers. That's for sure.
That's. I think you're on even ground there. Yeah, I think so. Anybody that, like, should have gone to look at the old cars.
Yeah, that's something to do, you know. It's kind of nice to have something at a wedding to do.
Yep.
Kind of rare.
But yeah. I think I'm anti-marriage at this point.
I don't blame you.
I don't know if that's honestly true or not.
I don't believe you, and I don't, wouldn't blame you. So, I believe you for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's looking for ladies, if that's one of the issues or not. Like, are you cool not getting married? Because, you know, I'll be with you for fucking ever. I'll be crazy loyal and faithful, but.
I wouldn't. I don't see why you would take that off the table.
Being married?
Yeah.
Just because it's a lot of paperwork.
Well, I guess
it's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
I'd write. Granted, I don't know how much paperwork it is without kids or whatever, but.
I think that your sale is harder on probably no more kids.
That's crazy, too. Dude.
Yeah. Do you assume no more kids?
No.
See, I think I'd write that one down first personally, but.
Yeah. No, but no more kids and not married is still the best option, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I don't. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wait. Maybe kids.
More kids and not married?
Correct, yes.
No, I don't think that's a good plan.
Yes.
At all.
Fucking if shit works out and, like, if I find a lady that realizes I'm pretty boring and unattentive to begin with, you know, and
you're
it's okay with that.
You're
going to
need a kid to keep you entertained.
Huh?
You're going to need a kid to keep you entertained.
No, just understand that I'm not going to be very entertaining and doesn't want to take off when she gets bored or whatever the fuck.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, you know, I think in the dating process, that should be figured out reasonably easy. You know? I don't see you going out like
you would think, but I just spent fucking 13 years with a lady that decided to take off because she didn't like something, whatever.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She's a dumbass for not realizing who you were 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And that, but I think it is the chick syndrome of I'll turn him into who I want him to be. And
yeah.
I think that chicks have that built into them, and that's the only thing that makes them get with guys. Because otherwise, they'd never get with anybody if they didn't think they could change them.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's awful. Well, but I can change him, and he's decent looking, so what the fuck?
Yeah, maybe. Weird. Yeah. Any more notes?
Actually, surprisingly, 8 up.
On that,
the vast majority of them.
On the not being single tip, driving around to Easter shits. I don't know if I just never noticed, but a lot of single dads out there driving to Easter.
Really?
On Easter, yeah.
With their kids?
With their kids, yeah. It's like, that's weird. Like, probably 5 dudes on my trip to Cincinnati and back.
I guess that makes sense. Everybody's taking their kids to their family event, you know.
Probably weird.
The wife's picking them up later for their event.
Watch your back. That's all I'm saying. Married. Married folk. Talking to you.
Apparently you never do. Can tell.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? No surprises.
I don't know what that means. That doesn't explain it much.
Didn't it? Well, I'm just saying that, I don't understand. I don't understand. Stupid Sarah. That's what that comes down to. It wasn't like she came home to see you fucking a goat one day.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
All right.
Just had to find the proper metaphor.
We don't have, you're in the car, you did something stupid, you're like, my bad.
Right.
You got the wave, right? And just say, hey,
sure,
my bad. We need a worldwide solution for that. To say, hey, my bad, rather than a hi.
Like a special horn?
A special horn or a symbol or signal or something, yeah. Something. I was thinking a ring finger salute.
A ring finger salute?
Yeah.
Damn, that's tough.
I can't even do it.
Yeah. What up?
I don't know. From a distance, it's just going to look like you're flicking them off.
That's kind of what I was hoping.
Which I do anyway.
Oh, no way. That's not going to work.
Wow.
I wish it did. No, too heavy a bag.
Into a week of flame.
That too, probably, yeah. That's a good idea, though.
Doing it over a kerosene heater.
Really?
Yeah, it works great.
Really? Nice. Yeah. That's
like
cool.
Almost to the ceiling.
Really? Yeah. Nice.
If I can catch it in the draft properly.
Silky Smooth is trying to float a grocery bag over 7 candles.
Oh, do you think that's what I was doing?
Yeah, I think so.
Catch it on fire.
Oh, well, that's more likely, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Went through all your notes, huh? We talked a while about
I'll double check, but I think I did.
Movie remakes and how quickly you can remake a movie after one's been made.
Right.
This doesn't really apply to that, but
are you making Fast Five? Remaking
yes.
Fast Five already?
That'd be sweet. Could we talk Mel Brooks into remaking Spaceballs?
What the hell is that?
It's Bobby. Yeah.
Home Safely?
Uh-oh. Sensitive boy comment?
Captain Sensitive is taking over, without a doubt. The, in quotes, the show is funnier without you, in quotes.
I thought that was a little rough, personally.
Definitely puts me in Chris Brown territory.
I found that a rough comment, but if that's what you believe, that's what you believe, so what are you going to do?
That doesn't mean it's fucking worse, though.
Well, right.
Like, I'm standardly going for funny, granted. But if I don't get funny, that doesn't mean I hate it. It doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't mean shit. It means it's different. It means it's not necessarily funny, but it doesn't mean it's a bad show.
Well, that's definitely true, because I'd like to say I don't think funny is the number one thing I'm going for. But if you look at my show notes, there's no funny there.
What are you talking about? There's no funny at all. Yeah, I think that'll happen.
And so I don't think my number one goal is funny. My number one goal is interesting. And I'm not sure Bobby's bringing that, but I don't know what he is bringing. Energy, certainly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's a funny one. Route 4, big sign out by the highway, investment land, and a phone number.
Say what?
There's a big sign.
Investment land?
Yeah, investment. E-N-V-I-V-E-S-T.
What does that mean?
It means they spelled investment wrong.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. I think it's just funny to go. It's a hand-painted sign, and it's hilarious to paint a sign without, you know, checking your spelling first.
Oh, whoops. That doesn't mean anything. It's not a word.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So I'm real hesitant to purchase property from the guy who doesn't spell investment right.
Hopefully they got a lawyer or something.
Hopefully the lawyer didn't make the sign.
That's true. Investment.
Yeah.
If you're saying it right, it doesn't even sound like that.
Investment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Well, you say it's, I mean, you can see where it comes from. Investment, you know.
Sure.
But,
yeah.
But I definitely spelling-wise, I know that one. That cracked me up.
That is funny.
And I was happy that when I typed that in on the internet that it came up through the spell check that it was actually wrong.
Nice.
I'm like, this won't be near as funny if I'm wrong.
No on Mel Brooks making Spaceballs again?
No. I think he's got enough. I think he's smart enough to know that's not a good plan. What are you going to do better?
Might be good. I don't know.
How are you going to make Spaceballs better? I mean, yeah. No need. I'd see a Spaceballs 2 first.
All right.
And I'd love to see a Spaceballs 2. You get me on that, on board for that. No problem.
All right, I'll take that.
But I don't think a remake.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what you... Like, I was thinking just better visuals or whatever, but...
Yeah, but what's the point? Yeah. You're there for the jokes.
Yeah.
Not that there aren't a lot of visual jokes. We ain't found shit.
I love Uranus.
But I'd say funny isn't the only goal of the show by any stretch.
No, certainly.
A lot of times, just getting ideas out, too.
I'm just talking bullshitting.
Feeding Halliburton.
Like, I think it's, yeah, exactly. I think it's funny when it's funny.
Yeah.
And otherwise, like, I prefer to listen to it when it's funny, maybe.
Oh, I could see that. I could see that. Because some of the ideas are like, huh, all right, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. And, like, some of the deep shit you've already kind of thought out while being on the show.
Yeah.
So it's not as entertaining the second time around. So funny. But funny is always funny.
Yeah.
Even sometimes when you've heard the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't listen to it enough. Which is great to hear from people on the show, I'm sure.
I think most people on podcasts don't listen to shit, dude.
Well, that seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Only when I listen to a Smodcast, which is pretty good. Oh, yeah. Tell them not to bring up Adam Carolla if you're giving them notes. I don't even know who that... I mean, I know who he is, but I just don't care.
That's kind of a lot of it. I think. It's like, I don't fucking care about The Fringe. I don't care about Jersey Shore. I don't care about any of that shit.
And he does keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody does.
It's like, no, nobody fucking cares about the TV show.
Well, but I'm sure there's stuff that everybody brings up that somebody else doesn't care about,
yeah.
But, you know, everybody leaves it alone after a while.
Yeah.
But all the same, I'm going to say that Fringe sucks every time he brings it up. I saw that shit a couple of times.
It's just funny, though.
It's not good. But then again, I watched some crap, too, so defend your crap.
Exactly.
That's...
Yeah.
I've been fucking watching Burn Notice. Man, that's a
defend your crap, but at the
show.
Same time, like, don't defend your crap on the show, because
well,
I don't hear it.
Once. Defend your crap once.
Yeah.
And let it go. And know that
maybe.
Everybody's not going to switch to watching Fringe, and we're not going to start, you know, it's not going to be a Fringe, you know, fanboy podcast.
No, that would be pretty cool.
Once Fringe is off the air for a while, then maybe.
You guys remember The Fringe? Greatest fucking show.
And you definitely have to add the... Wait, it is the... No, it's not The Fringe.
No, no,
but you have to definitely add The Fringe.
I remember that show.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're missing out.
Book review. The Master Key by L. Frank Baum. Same dude who did Wizard of Oz shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really good.
Yeah.
Ends right out of the blue terribly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's always
a really disappointing ending. Yeah. Like, I don't want to spoil it because, like, whatever, but it's a good book.
Apparently not.
And then it ends. And you're like, oh, that's the last page. Really? That's last. Wait. Oh, fuck. Okay. Can we spoil it for you?
Yeah, yeah.
And all the listening audience. Well, basically, the Master Key is this kid loves electronics. It's early 1900s.
All right.
Loves electricity and is fucking around with it all the time. His mom's not real cool with it. His dad's like, yeah, fuck it up, you know?
Yeah.
So his dad's basically giving him a bunch of tools to fuck with electricity in the attic.
All right.
They got wires running all over the house and shit. This kid's like probably 10 years old, 12 years old, something crazy. He's messing with all these wires, and sparks are flying, well, whatever. And he hits a certain combination that brings the demon of electricity into his house. Like, it's a super bright fucking electricity ball of white light.
All right.
And he, like, looks at it real hard and sees this electricity demon. And the electricity demon's like, hey, you hit the master key.
Nice.
You get 3 wishes
nice.
A week for 3 weeks.
Nice!
And the wishes are like, the kid's like, well, I don't really know what to wish for to suit your expectations of me, basically, because the electricity demon's got an agenda.
All right.
So the electricity demon, who's a good guy.
Oh, okay.
It was like, okay, I'll give you this stuff. You go show it to people that matter. And they'll see what electricity can do. And it's basically electricity propaganda.
Okay.
Essentially.
Interesting.
In 1901 is when this book was written.
Oh, really?
The electricity demon hands over what it amounts to be a taser. Though a taser from a little bit in the future.
Okay.
It's a cylinder that has a button on the end of it that will paralyze people for an hour.
A taser.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do it wirelessly. It does it wirelessly. You just point it at him and hit him. Yeah,
like a 4G taser.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Gives him food tablets. He eats one tablet that keeps him from being hungry for the next 24 hours.
That's cool.
And then gives him something else I don't remember.
That's pretty...
A watch that lets him fly.
Whatever. Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
A watch set in direction, up or down, north, south, east, west. Giddy up.
Nice.
Like, pretty quick. Made it across the ocean. And, made it pretty quick. Can lift people. The thing lifts.
People flying with
like, him? Yeah, like people would grab on his leg trying to keep him here or whatever.
Nice, because they were all freaked out because he was flying around.
Yeah. And would carry five people around with him. So it's pretty strong. Then the second week gives him a coat, like a bulletproof jacket, essentially, except for anybody trying to hurt him, like throw spears at him, shoot bullets at him, they would bounce back at the people that were doing it.
Cool.
A laptop, which was a book of records. You could look at it and open it up and it would show stuff that was going on right now. So it was essentially a laptop of basically right now, this time frame that we live right now.
That's accurate to
exactly.
Right? Go to CNN, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then...
Wow.
What the fuck? Oh, glasses that would put a mark on somebody's head that would say whether they were good or evil, wise or stupid, and then something else I don't remember.
You had to get the people to put on the glasses?
You wore the glasses to see everybody else's shit.
Sweet.
Yeah, and the kid was smart enough to not look at his family's signs and not look at his own. Like, he told somebody else to wear glasses and look at their own signs, so you didn't know if, like, your intentions were evil and you just didn't realize it. Like,
well, that's retarded. That would be the first thing you'd look at.
I don't think so, though. I think if you thought about it, you'd be like, I don't really want to know.
You have to want to know if your intentions
I think you
want to
know,
evil.
You just don't do it.
But if that's the way it is, hell, embrace it. I
right, but he was a good kid though.
Well,
like
then
he's a good
be
kid.
Safe.
Yeah, but you never know.
Yeah,
and it's going to put some crazy bias on your family or whatever for the rest of your life.
Of course, sure.
Like you're going to assume if you see an E on their head, everything they do is terrible, so you can't love them anymore. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's the price for paying to have this knowledge.
So he goes flying around. First place that he lands is an island with cannibals. He escapes from that. And then he goes to London and Paris and shows the shit off. And, talks to the King Edward and shit like that.
Cool.
And, then he gets back home on the third week and the demon comes and visits him. He's like, this shit's just got me in trouble. I'm not into it. Fuck it. The end.
Wow. It sounds like dude wrote 2/3 of his book.
Yeah.
And that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, did you check to make sure he didn't die while writing this book?
No, because he totally wrote shit after it.
Okay.
There's other Wizard of Oz books that are after it.
Because there's a Kafka book that I've read
really?
That ends, and it's like, well, he died, so
nice. Yeah.
We kind of had to write and wrap this up real
pretty
quick.
Sweet. Yeah.
And I think, if I remember correctly, I've read like just to where he stopped, and that's it.
Huh. Okay. No, he's definitely alive. It's just like, I'm not doing this because it's causing me too much trouble. And Demon's Lecture, she's like,
okay. It definitely sounds like the dude wrote 2/3 of a book.
Yeah.
Like, I like this, but I don't know where to go with this.
Yeah, like the end of the book is like, I'm not putting up with it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the second to last sentence of the book.
Really?
Yeah. And it's weird.
Weird.
I was like, switch to the next page, and I was like, oh.
So it's probably the way he was feeling, like, I just can't.
Maybe, yeah.
I can't get this done.
Yep.
Crazy. I like it. That's pretty hardcore, because he's got to come up with three more fucking future inventions.
Yeah.
And his first six were pretty good, good.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's where he got, like, he's like, oh, fuck, I'm out.
Huh?
I came up with four things out of the six that are going to eventually be real. Like,
yeah. What's the only two they didn't? The flying watch?
The flying watch and the coat, kind of. But yeah, coat, kind of.
Halfway got that.
Yeah.
Because there's no
bolt. Food tablets aren't real, but vitamins. I'm kind of thinking that, everything that's not real is going to be real eventually.
Yeah. That seems like.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Seems like we need to be robbing that dude of his shit. Of his ideas.
That's Wizard of Oz, dude.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've never read The Wizard of Oz, and I've heard it's like kind of a freaky book. Like,
it's pretty good.
Right on.
It's nice and easy to read. Like,
is it? Oh, okay. I might pick it up as a light read just for to get a sense of how weird the guy is. Excellent. I don't fucking feel right about that. Old books, I guess it's okay. But where do they draw the line, or do they draw the line? Well, if it's all public domain shit, then who's complaining? I'm definitely okay with the public domain stuff, but I thought that people were bitching about copyright protections on stuff. Well, fuck them. They didn't write it. I mean, I think you should get a good 20 years worth out of it. 70? Well, yeah, well then I'm totally on the side of Google again. Surprise, surprise. Well, that's fine. Like all the modern, all the ones within the last 70. Since you're out there pissing, I'm yelling into the mic. I've even gotten myself a little closer to it, because somehow that'll help you hear. I don't think so. Oh, that's good. Just the pitch of the voice changes. Peek out. People will be like, what the hell, is Bobby back? I haven't gone that way. I'm scared. I'm completely scared.
Do you want to go to California sometime, dude?
Maybe.
It was an interesting time. I don't know where I'd
go. You gotta go somewhere else, man.
Yeah, I don't know where I'd go.
Europe, dude. Canada.
Europe, maybe like Northwest. I haven't been out that way. Montana would be cool.
Yeah. I've been to South Dakota a bunch, and I like that.
Come on, smoke.
Yep. Yep. I said, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, dude.
You know, I need to make you some shit. Watch a 5-minute fucking YouTube clip.
I fucking watched one, and
did you really?
Part of one, and it didn't, I don't remember. You sent me a link to it, and it didn't strike me. So, I'm sure if I listen to a show, and it's just, it
you
doesn't
get
do me
tone.
Any good to fuck, well, yeah. And that's what I was saying about my, the ones I listened to on satellite radio, man. It took me weeks.
Yeah.
And under normal circumstances, I would never have that opportunity, but I'm fucking trapped in a truck for, you know, weeks.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, by week 2-3, you're kind of getting their jokes.
Yeah,
you know?
Certainly.
So, and then by 2 or 3 years in now, I know every inside joke.
Yep.
So,
I'm taking you
that time.
Sure. let's see. Sorry, I'm reading texts.
Kelly and I are going to write a cookbook.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
It's going to have her badass photography
of
all the food and on my not badass pottery.
I think it's a good plan.
The dishes will be on that. Okay. So Kelly came up with that part. I was like, hell yeah, I'm in. But it's easy, healthy, fast food. Or like make at home fast food.
Nice.
And it, like faster than fast food.
Faster than fast food?
Yeah, kind of. Except for you just got to microwave your leftovers is pretty much what it comes down to. But because a lot of times we like cook on Sunday. We'll cook fucking meals for the entire week.
Really?
Sunday.
Huh.
Yeah. It might get us to like Wednesday or Thursday night. Whatever. And then we might have spaghetti that extra night. Or, you know, we usually go get pizza or go out on Friday. So, yeah. And then Saturday. Saturday is always iffy, but we just, we hate fast food now. We hate any out food.
Can't say I blame you.
Yeah.
I actually did not get sick from McDonald's that I had earlier today, but really? Like normally it's fucking gross.
Yeah.
Today was all right, but
I eat way
still
too much
gross.
McDonald's.
Yeah. It's always fucking gross.
It doesn't make me sick much anymore, which disturbs me even more. It's like my system is like, yeah, I can handle that now. And I shouldn't be able to.
Yeah. Fuck. Might be out of notes. On the phone is weird. Not sure about that yet. All the Wizard of Oz books, there's like five or six of them. Pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they're all pretty good.
Is the movie the first one?
Yeah, but not really. Like, the movie and the book are pretty different.
I just didn't know if the movie was, like, mostly the first one or a conglomerate.
It's basically the first
five,
one. No, it's basically the first one. Okay. But they're all pretty good. This one's pretty easy, but same time, whatever. Keeping it... No, that's a bad idea. Keeping it topical.
Yeah.
Nothing. People.
Is that yours? Or mine?
Yours. Oh. Celebrating Osama's death.
Uh huh.
Gross. What the fuck?
You didn't like that either?
No.
All right.
What the fuck's wrong with you people?
Okay. See, I didn't like it either.
What about you?
Huh?
Said, look at you.
That I'm a mess?
No, that you got a neck.
Oh.
Can I bum one?
Yeah.
Thank you. Can it be on fire?
Yep. If you'd wait a second longer, it could have been. okay.
Are people in D.C., like, up on their shit?
Everywhere, apparently.
Like getting crazy?
Yeah.
What the fuck
Ohio
is wrong
State
with you people?
Had one of the big...
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking assholes are out there like, woohoo!
Okay, see, I thought that I was in the minority for thinking that's kind of...
It might
like,
still be, but what
people
the fuck?
Should be allowed to do that, sure, but they shouldn't do that.
Yeah, but
like,
you should know better. Come on.
Yeah, it's just like, A, it kind of looks like they're shit, you know? A bunch of people looking like they're jumping around in the streets being crazy people, which we're kind of anti that. And it just, like, you shouldn't be celebrating anybody getting killed.
You would think, yeah.
And it's just, it...
Woohoo, he's dead! We did it! We did it? Fucking 10 years later, we couldn't find a dude?
Right,
what the fuck are you talking? We got the world's greatest fucking military.
Oh, I think...
Crazy spies, crazy special forces, that we spent billions and billions and billions of fucking dollars on.
Right.
We did it 10 fucking years later?
That's nothing to celebrate.
What the fuck are you talking about? Mm-hmm. We did it! No, we fucking didn't. If we're going after that dude, he should have been dead like...
3 months?
At the end of 2001, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck?
2002.
I don't care who this fucking billionaire dude is. We're the U.S. goddamn army.
Of course, he
whatever.
Turns out to be just another weird, creepy dude.
Yeah.
Like
everybody. Everybody. Not even every bad dude. Just everybody.
No, that's
everybody's creepy. Everybody's fucked up.
Watching himself on TV, I found that especially creepy.
I don't know anything about what...
Not surprising, but creepy.
I don't know anything about anything. I don't know any news. All I heard was he's dead. I've heard there's like porn in his room or something, but I heard there's porn in his room. But
I just heard Kelly just told me that.
Like,
I gotta say, I want to know what kind of porn.
He's a dude.
Well,
it's porn, you know. What do you expect?
That's true. But I guess there's anything freaky there, you know.
I'm amazed that like we did it. Did we? Because I don't think we did.
Excellent point. That
I don't think we did it with Saddam. I don't think we did it with Obama, like Osama, whatever the fuck's name it. Like, we didn't do shit. We fucked up. Like, even if he was really responsible for shit, Who knows?
Right.
We didn't do it. We done killed how many hundred thousand people across the fucking world.
Sure.
We done fucked up societies who knows where. Maybe for the better. I think probably for the better eventually, but who knows.
Now, I gotta say it's probably ultimately for the worse, unfortunately.
I tend to disagree.
I think it'll only spawn more hatred. You have to just walk away from it.
And I don't know.
Would, and we've done that all over the
world. I think short-term you're right, but I think long-term you're not right.
Well, why? Just because they have oil or because they'll try to kill us still?
No, I think that because they're smart enough to realize that, like, a democratic way is the smartest way for what we have right now. And, like, the people having a voice is good.
Yeah, until you get to the ultra where you turn into, I want a benevolent dictatorship instead.
Well, until you become an American democracy that... realize that democracy is
you're
fucked
right.
up.
They should have the opportunity to enjoy the good part of democracy while it's forming and getting rolling and everybody's hip
about it. You got that
it.
For 200 years and then,
right. and then, people
then democracy realizes that it gets fucked up by lobbyists and crazy shit. And
it goes from being democracy to being capitalism.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's like our form of government is capitalism. Yeah. They say, well, no, that's our economic system. No, that's our form of government. Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Man,
good
that's
to say.
Fucking. I've never thought that before. I think
that's
that
a good
might
way to
be
say it.
Poignant.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, disgusting as fuck to see people out there cheering and hooping and hollering.
Kind of.
Disappointing and, like, sad and, like.
Most of the people way younger than us.
Are they?
Yeah. That's a part of it, too.
That's really
that
fucked up then.
20 year olds.
That's really fucked up.
Well,
what did you know at 9? You didn't know shit about some buildings falling.
Right.
You don't know shit about fucking what any of this shit is.
I think it's just Facebook and...
crazy propaganda, Twitter, like...
And we're college students who like to drink, so we got something to go party about. And I think it shows how quick, actually, everybody could be driven to do something, given the right set of circumstances, which is an interesting thing to think about.
That's terribly interesting, actually, yeah. Like, what, 4 years and you're completely whipped into a brainwashed fucking frenzy of whatever fuck?
Well, but not only that, in you know, an hour, you can have big, crazy partying or riots or demonstrations or whatever you want to be going on because you
How quick were they out doing shit?
Before,
that same night?
Yeah.
Like, as soon as Twitter said, hey, Osama's dead?
Yep.
Really?
Before the president's announcement, like, yeah.
Let's go out and party.
And I think that's part of it because they're fucking 20 and, you know.
Really? That's what they got to celebrate?
Out partying and.
I guess. Now it's a woo.
Yeah.
Got them.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
It's goofy. That's for sure. It's not right.
Like, even fucking Jeffrey Dahmer's like.
What?
I'm not going to woohoo it up because Jeffrey Dahmer got fucking killed.
Well, that's a good point.
Or whoever.
Would.
Fucking Hitler,
right.
You know?
Right.
We got Hitler. Woo! Like.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, the future's going to be bad. We've seen the best of it, unfortunately.
I can't imagine.
Sad to say, isn't it?
I'm raising good kids.
We got to civilization. And that's the other side of my whole one kid theory is that. And that's what.
I should be having a million fucking kids?
Yes. Unfortunately. That's going to be a strain on your pocketbook. And unfortunately, reason why I choose taxation or being able to pay your way into kids is that it's the easiest way to determine somebody's, you know, practical usefulness to society.
Willingness to do it and commit to something.
But if you're trying to build a civilization, those with money are typically your good demographic, you know, your desired demographic.
Sure. At the same time, like me personally, I'm not going to fucking college to better myself to be more prepared for today's American society. So I don't know what place that puts me at, you know?
Well, and yeah, but you don't fit into the class of people that I'm concerned about, which aren't just black people, if that's what you're thinking out there. Because I know that's what everybody's thinking.
It wasn't until now.
It's not true.
I didn't think that at all until now.
Okay. All right. people don't give poor white trash enough credit for being awful. Because, man, they are.
We got a lot of them.
Yep. Come to Dayton.
Chock full.
Yep. You'll get an education. Except for it's this way everywhere.
Yeah, I think so.
Or worse. Or better. So, about average.
I want to go out and, like, any fucking woohooer out there, smack him in the face. Like,
yes,
in some fucked up crazy world, that's your fucking grandpa, dude. You know?
You're right.
Some fucked up, like, but, that's your dad.
But we don't have a problem with people celebrating the end of, well, see, the end of World War II. That's something to celebrate, you know? It's the end of a war.
Everybody comes home and, like,
right. That's a
done.
Celebration.
Everybody quit. Everybody's yeah. done. Somebody won.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody fought it out pretty fucking hard.
Yeah. And then you see this, that, like, it's just going to be worse. There's no good scenario where this ends. We don't leave Afghanistan. We don't leave yeah. Iraq. We don't leave Libya now. We probably don't end up leaving Pakistan. You know, Syria next on the table. Oh, well, Syria has Russia and China interests, so yeah. they're kind of off the table for us to get into a war over there.
I don't know about shit, so.
I know a little, but. So it's just, it comes back to there's just no real good possibility scenario. I don't see a way for it to get better.
I guess not if, like, if your people are dying. What do you do when somebody comes and kills your family? You get pissed, and you stay pissed, I think.
Yeah.
That's why it doesn't get better. That's why it...
Oh, you mean beating them?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And that's why it is the only solution is to leave, which will create short-term huge problems, but not as bad as the long-term problems that are created by us staying, would be my guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are
the British Empire places better off now than they were before the British Empire?
No. Wait, before the British Empire?
Yeah, before they became British places, are they better off now than they were? Because it's kind of the same deal. If we're going to go out and, like, okay, Afghanistan's kind of ours now, Pakistan's kind of ours now.
What I was thinking, but
like modern day British Empire.
Yeah, exactly.
Or we're gonna go out and kind of colonize some places and like
colonization.
We're gonna use our political fucking power to say you're gonna kind of agree with us now.
Right, but as a...
Or we're just going to stomp you.
We shouldn't be interested in that.
We shouldn't be, but it's kind of too late for that. So is it... The places are still potentially better off, though, aren't they?
With us there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our democratic influence
them,
or whatever.
Better off for us.
Better off for everybody, I imagine.
I'd say better off for them.
Probably better off for them in the long
not
run.
Not better off for us.
Yeah. Like, short-term better off for us, but long-term probably not.
I don't know, short-term, better for us. Because I think that we're bankrupting ourselves over this crap.
And I don't think that's really a concern.
Can't bankrupt ourselves?
More land to China. Fuck it. More land to China with the belief of fucking nuke them. Fuck it. Doesn't matter. You know? China starts really coming at us. Right. Like, all right, dude.
That's what I was
you want
just
some?
Thinking. Like,
yeah.
And I guess
you have no people anymore.
Well,
yeah, and I wouldn't visit
us. I mean,
I don't think so at this point.
That China doesn't have that kind of nuclear arsenal,
unless they walk it over.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh well, that's good to hear. But then it doesn't matter. It'll be with Russia. That'll be one.
Russia and China might be the same thing, though.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And Russia has plenty of nukes. I mean, they obviously have the same amount we do. So
they have more than us, I think.
I think we probably have a better operational system.
Yeah.
Or operational.
Shit that's ready to go and, like...
But it doesn't matter, because there's more than enough nukes to nuke out civilization. That takes surprisingly few.
But we stop buying shit. Well, what point does China become self-sufficient? That they buy their own crazy amounts of shit? And take over what America buys from them.
That's the thing with capitalism, is that it never really works out. for capitalism to work, you always have to be screwing somebody. And when it runs out of people to screw is when we have problems. We have to be getting cheaper shit
Chinese
from somebody.
Right. Because they build our shit for cheap.
Right. Which actually isn't really true because it's just the way, you know,
cheaper for them
the
to
way
do it.
Currencies are. Right. Yeah, you only get $15 US, you know, a day working, but it only costs $15 US to live in China.
For a month. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Capitalism's always got to be screwing somebody.
And I think it always has to be feeding off of something. New has to always be coming in.
Don't you just work to buy your shit, though? Like, to get your shit taken care of, and that's... I guess people don't.
What do you mean? Like, you can work to get your shit and stop? Or just...
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that really works, that you always have to be screwing a lower system. But for people to be rich, somebody has to be poor, right? Or you don't know. There has to be a difference in buying power.
Certainly.
If, you know, the baker, is a millionaire, why is he baking bread?
It's fucking tasty.
So you have to make him make enough money to get by, but not enough money to become a millionaire, because we need him to bake bread. Now, kind of the flip side of that is that mechanization and modernization and all that shit should put an end to all of that, and we should all be able to just sit back and chill and go to work 3 hours a week and turn on the machine and, you know.
Have all our food, have all our shits.
Yeah, and have, you know, enough. You got a house, you got some food, and if you want to be ultra rich, cool, then work 40 hours a week. Like, dude, that guy works more than anybody I've ever heard of.
Works Why would you do that?
40 hours a week last week. You believe that? Like, that's crazy, but man, look at that mansion he just built, you know?
Man.
That's cool. Yeah. But I only need this.
Seems like a lot of work.
So. And that's fine, right?
That's an interesting way to look at it.
In fact, that's kind of better. But the thing is that now you got to work, you know, 40, 60 hours a week just to have the small house, just to have the food. And then maybe you can work 160 hours a week.
Capitalism's fault?
It's just that it's the system's kind of getting goofed up somehow. And all of our increased productivity is not paying off for the workers at all. It's only getting worse for workers. You know, with any ever.
Because it's stupid.
Certainly. Long story short, yep.
I mean, gets farther away from the workers, and it fucks it all up. Like, because the decision makers don't know what's going on, basically.
Yeah, right. They get further and further removed from their, you know, product or service. You know, does the executive of Blue Arrow Shirt Company, has he ever seen their shirt that they sell? Or does he executive-ize? But that has to exist in order for there to be big business. And big business is important because without it, nobody, you know, but it should, not only that, it should drive, you know, the increase of civilization, and I think an increase in civilization is more free time.
Technology-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have to spend all the money to develop the new machine that replaces 100 workers, and they shouldn't replace 100 workers. They should cut all the workers.
We find different stupid shit to do, though, right?
Huh?
We just find different stupid shit to do.
Right.
Like, we get better stuff, and it allows us to do more shit in less time, but we just do more shit.
Then we take that time and do more shit.
Right? Yeah.
And
which
get
is
different shit,
crazy
and more shit.
Yeah,
where we should reach some point of satisfaction.
Like, stop doing shit.
But
if you want to sit and relax
and making shit, then the whole system goes to hell. We stop making it, we stop buying it, then what?
No, I think you get better versions of it, but I don't think you stop making it. I got a weed whacker, it's like...
And it'll break.
Yeah.
But then you're at a subsistence level. But that's the thing, it should eventually reach a circular level, but it doesn't, you know. Especially because, and if the population needs to keep climbing, or else we aren't going to have anybody to sell all this shit to in the future. But that's not going to be a problem. Population's growing just fine. In fact, at a horrifying rate.
That's bullshit.
That will be unsustainable in the very near future. Well, not very near, but near enough that we should live it or see it in our lifetimes.
You go for a drive, dude. Tons of space.
I know, but there's...
Tons of space.
That's here, and there's logistical issues. Eventually...
There's not logistical issues if you got taxpayers.
Well, I think that there's going to need to be some technology improvements in order to support. And I think that people are working on it, like, mad. And it's kind of like people bitch about, Franken food, genetically engineered foods and all, modernized farming techniques and stuff like this. But if we didn't have that, we couldn't feed people, and we definitely won't be able to feed
people. So is that a good thing or no?
No, it's not a good thing. We should be able to feed as many people as we have. We should try to limit the population. But if you're out there, we got to try and feed you.
Fucking fucks.
I didn't want to take away Bobby's family and kill him. I wanted to take away Bobby's family and put him on my government farm. Which makes me almost as horrible of a person, perhaps. And not Bobby's family specifically. That's only a joke from 4 episodes ago.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
So I say invest in food technology, man.
I think food technology is bad, though. Like, they haven't done it right. I think it's totally full of cancer and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, pretty sure I'm getting it right now.
Yeah,
Every cheese danish that I eat.
Right. Well, and there's improvements. I assume only improvements in the works. And I
doesn't help me get any less cancer every cheese danish I eat.
Pretty sure that the food industry has been counting on the cancer people coming up with a cure. Because they're like, man, this shit's going to fuck people up. We're going to donate some money to these cancer people.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll get it figured out in time. And maybe that's it, that, we're just going to lose generations to different products. They're like, you know what? If you ever drank G2, you will be dead in 22 years. Like, we had no idea that dye, would kill everybody. If you drank it, you'll be dead in 22 years. Sorry. It's off the shelves now. That's all we can tell you.
That's probably true.
Yeah. No offense to G2. I think you have a fine and tasty product.
I don't even know what it is.
Gatorade too. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a low-calorie Gatorade.
Yeah.
Sweetener instead of sugar.
That's totally going to be bad.
Yeah, of course. But I drink it. Or Powerade Zero. That's actually probably the one that'll kill you. Take out significantly less of the population, and mostly the cheap people.
Too cheap to buy G2?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Exactly.
Nice. Well, fuck. We're about the end of another show, dude.
Crazy.
A couple more minutes. Let's see if I got anything quick. I actually don't.
I don't think we can complain after 7 episodes.
I like to end white framed sunglasses.
It's done. I'm on it. Did it.
Looks stupid.
Are they still around?
Seem to be.
I think I have seen
that. The chicks in California. You're all really crazy dressing, like, If I should have gone up and talked to a lady at all, I should have just gone up to ladies and be like, you're cute, but you look stupid.
I think you should have.
Yeah.
You, like, spread the word. Like,
yeah, like, your shit is dumb looking.
Yeah, but I think you need them. There's your crazy consumers that have to keep driving this capitalism crap.
terrible. At least go buy something that looks cool. Well, you look stupid.
Yeah, there you go. I don't care what it costs.
You got crazy boots up just past your knees, so like stupid. You got crazy high heels and shit like that make you walk like an idiot. You got I saw people in onesies look stupid.
I think I've seen that.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, good looking girls look like stupid. I don't get it. Hats and shit. Goofy white rim sunglasses. Dudes too. Stupid.
Fashion certainly looks like just anything ridiculous goes.
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
That's all we're looking for, people, is ridiculous. Like, is that really what it's supposed to be about?
You want to say bye?
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
See you, people.
Tell some folks if you're enjoying it. Find us at snorecoffee.com or on Twitter at snorecoffee. Spelled just like it sounds.
Yeah, you heard that right.
Snort coffee.
We got a phone number?
We got a phone number?
Sweet.
You can call it. You can text it. You should text it. It'd be fun.
That's better than calling it, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll actually get right back at you. That'd be cool. 937 is the area code. Type those numbers in first.
Well, international country code of 001.
I don't know. I can't
be responsible. 00?
I'm not sure.
I know we're one, but that's fair.
That works.
We invented the telephone.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
You got to give us that.
Yep, we get one.
I know the rest of the world hates us, but...
Who's to say one's better than any of the other numbers, though?
Oh, you good know? Call. Who's seven? That's a pretty fine number.
Yep. What number of completion? Yeah, like one or then the country code of America. We are in Dayton, Ohio, in the United States of America. We're in a carriage house on the east side. Dial a country code if you need to. Do you need to dial a 1 into the cell phone? Or you just type in the number?
Yes, actually, I think you do.
Really?
I think I've been prompted for a 1. No, maybe I've only been prompted for a area code.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, hey, you can't do that.
I don't know if it automatically dials it for you.
I don't think so.
All right.
No, when numbers come up in my phone, they come up as with the 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you put it into your contacts shits as 1-9-3 whatever?
I have started because when they come up, then when they call from that number, it doesn't come up with their name.
Really?
Unless I have the 1 in, because when the call comes in with from them, it shows the 1.
I'm gonna have to look.
So
it's interesting. Dial a phone number. It's like area code 937. Do whatever in front of that you have to. Long distance charges may apply.
Hopefully.
551 1040. I don't think foreigners are going to get the 1040 easy joke.
Yeah, they aren't. If you're Canadian, that doesn't mean shit to you.
Probably
that's
not.
Fine.
Yeah.
Call it anyway.
Yeah.
937.
Text it.
What's the next one?
551.
551. That's 1040. Easy.
Yep. Pretty easy.
Damn it. It's so hard not to say the easy.
Yeah.
I got away with it one time tonight. Like, I didn't actually say it. I bit my tongue.
Yep. And that's really the easy is more, it's so much more in comparison to the old phone number.
Yes.
Listen to some older shows.
Nothing.
If you have doubts.
But these shows, the new number are just coming out, right?
Pretty recently, yes.
Yeah.
I think within the past couple weeks.
Except for they have been in the show notes and stuff for a while.
Maybe.
On the show notes, show page.
Yes. Yeah, they've been there for a while.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, isn't it? Like, the fucked up part of discussing the first episode of Snort Coffee in the time frame of it not being released yet, though we've recorded it, though we haven't heard it.
Right. That has to be confusing to any listeners.
And then now trying to describe when the phone number was released well before it was released on a show.
Right.
Up to now, where it's only been a couple weeks, really, even though it was like a year ago or something crazy. Probably not that long. It's probably seven months ago or something.
Yeah.
Since his phone number's been changed.
Yeah. With losing that batch of episodes, maybe.
Yeah, and still not knowing necessarily, listening to these episodes, when the fucking number really came out. Like,
right.
It used to be like a million digits long. Now it's easy. So it's a phone number.
So you have no excuses, people.
Yeah. You'll hear like a stupid fucking goofy voicemail number if you call that, and I don't answer. Reasonable chance I answer. As long as your number doesn't look like a bill collector. You're good.
There's a service. Give bill collectors new phone numbers that are like local or something like that.
It's a good idea for Google Voice users. Just like
excellent. Just route them through a local number.
Nice.
I'm on that.
Tell them to call fucking 937-551-1040. I'll check out your shits for you.
And then you're going to call some people to get some money?
Let me see. I was thinking I would just ignore them, but this call is for
call them.
Jim Smith. Yeah. I hear who all calls for from whoever.
Okay.
Get a phone number, and they just ignore it because the phone number doesn't go to them anymore.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Even better. So the people who the bill collectors are calling?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Have them, just give them that number.
Yeah, you just tell them your phone number is 937-551-1040.
All right.
And then I get fresh
See, I was helping the bill collectors.
No.
No, sorry.
I'm helping the listeners avoid their bills.
It's probably more our demographic. I don't know. I think we've got a lot of bill collector listeners.
Got a lot of bill collectors. Actually, not so many right now. I think I only got one.
You have one bill collector in your life?
I think so. I just paid off a van.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
It's like $130, $140, something like that, a month that I didn't really realize that I had.
I didn't realize. That's pretty cheap. It's a pretty reasonable payment on the van.
Oh, it's times two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's much more of what I would have expected a payment on the van to be.
Yeah, $260 or something.
All right.
Okay. But it's done.
Woohoo!
Fuck yeah.
Time to buy a car, man.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. I'm probably looking, but not yet.
Good. That's good. I suggest a cheap one.
Yeah. Me too.
But practical.
Like your mom.
I think we're done.
Who knows how long this episode is going to be? Thanks for listening. Really,
it might only be like 40 minutes.
I don't. We can make a long one if you're still up for talking. I don't know what all I got or what do you got.
I don't think I've got much.
Yeah. Say bye now and maybe we'll see. All
right. Take it easy, people.
Yeah, take it easy. Thanks for listening. Tell people if you like it. We'll get shit straightened out one of these days.
Oh, I think it's about straightened out as it's ever getting.
So, yeah, you get different shows occasionally.
Yeah. Oh, people should be entertained. Don't get me wrong.
Bye-bye. My leg's asleep.
Ah, yikes.
Fucking birds, dude, chirping away.
Yeah, they are.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, it is.
What you gonna do?
Huh?
Your line was, I got a pocket full of rubbers in my homeboys do too, I think.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm not going to say it now.
Yeah.
Sipping on gin and juice. Laid back.
With my mind on my monkey and my monkey on my mind.
How bad is politics about to get?
Fuck, I don't care, dude.
What's who's going to win this next election? You got a prediction for
me? John Boehner, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he even running?
He will be.
All right. I don't know why I'm taking this wax down. Probably looks pretty sweet.
What are you talking about?
There's a bunch of wax strips over the... onto the...
On what? This one?
Yeah. Huh. It comes off of this and onto here. You haven't seen any of that, have you? I got a huge, there's a huge pile going on over here. And I just pulled off a bunch of these like a douche.
I got to park my car in here a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's playing. Maybe.
Huh. All right. I did swear that if Sarah Palin is elected president, I am leaving.
That's not a good idea, dude.
That can't happen, right?
It's probably not going to happen.
Okay. I figured I was pretty safe by it. Or no, I'm sorry, not Sarah Palin. Donald Trump. God. Donald Trump. So I actually meant to say. Same thing.
Be pretty, yeah. Yeah, pretty much same thing.
Yeah.
Is he really like running for president or something? There's no fucking way.
I don't think so.
There's no way.
I assume joke running. Because he said something about it, but... You see, the thing is, yeah, a bunch of people get into the race, and then the Republican Party talks to them, saying, hey, we don't really need your kind of we appreciate it, but if you run, you're going to pull votes away from us, and Obama's going to win again, and then they go, oh, okay, well, I guess I won't run.
Slash will kill you.
I don't think so. I don't think they have to. I think they're like, no, I think they can go with the common cause thing first. Mm-hmm. After that, maybe bribe. And then after that, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But I don't think it really gets there. They threaten that. And then you're like, no, I'll take that bribe. Yeah. I was just joking. Like, oh, okay. Here you go.
That just seems like stupid. Why would you do that? As Donald Trump, like...
Because you're... narcissistic freak. I think Whatever. That's Donald Trump's thing. Like, I'm Donald Trump and I love me.
AK.com/... What is it? Egg fucking... I don't remember what the address is. Where I'm running for president in 2012.
Oh, nice. Against, I thought it was
against Donald Trump. Yeah, I guess.
Was it really? Oh, nice.
It was,
I was going to say, if you predict that shit...
It was against Hillary Clinton.
10 years ago. Oh, damn, you weren't far off, huh? And you predicted it. Well, it'll be, 6 years now, 7 years now.
Huh?
You predicted that 7 years ago.
Yeah,
that's when you started your campaign,
yeah.
I think.
Egghead President or something like that? I don't remember what it is. Slash something like that. Go to fucking egghead.com. You can read it. If you're into it, fucking... You got like 6 months to get me to be president. Even though I think my last line on page is like, fuck it, I don't want to be president.
It is. I am your campaign manager, aren't I?
You might be, yeah.
All right.
You have some other roles once I get up there.
That's cool.
Maybe, because you're talking some shit, so maybe not. You got to run for shit by me before you enact anything. Crazy. All right.
Fair enough. Nice.
Raining?
About time.
Yeah, I was hoping it was going to rain some, like a fair amount tonight.
That doesn't cause a fair amount, does it?
No.
Yeah. I don't want... Yeah.
It would be fucking stupid to be president, dude. No thanks.
I would do it, just because I think I can make shit better.
Can you, though? I don't think at this point you can.
No, I think there's a way. Know. Like, you have to be willing to be like, yeah, you're going to kill me, fine. You know, but I'm going to get some crazy shit going, right. And I'm going to do my best not to get killed for a while and get as much crazy shit going on.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's just... Yeah. If you don't care about your political career or life,
but don't you have to not also care about potentially a shit ton of people?
Oh, like people in your life that you love?
No, the people that you're going to inevitably hurt by your policies. By the hundreds of thousands of people that are potentially going to take a pretty serious downfall in their standard of living to potentially get what you want to kind of...
I don't think I'm going to destroy the country.
Long term, maybe?
No, not at all. I'm going to fix it.
Short term, you're going to destroy the country. Too long term, make it badass.
Well,
I think it's what
I don't think I have to do that much destruction short term. I mean, because I'm pretty much just bringing all of the troops home, cutting the military budget significantly, but increasing kind of some police budgets. You know, pretty much going libertarian with all the social issues.
Yeah.
On taking the drug and prostitution taxes and
seriously,
in kind of refunding a few things,
No, just paying for other shit, yeah.
Yeah, and like now I've released some of the burden from the police so they can do their real job. The military can concentrate on protecting the borders. That's really all I care about. This isn't popular with most people, but I increase our funding of NATO.
I don't really know what that means.
Just give them more money and for them to be the world police and not us, because I don't want the job. Apparently they do, and we have the power to keep them out of here, and that's all. They can go around the world and save the world, and that's great. Yeah. But I can't afford to do that.
Yeah.
But I'll contribute troops and money. I mean, some troops. I'm not going to get crazy about it.
$5 billion.
That seems way too many. At least a billion too many. So, and that's pretty much all I'm going to do, right? And just take the bullshit out of politics.
Yeah, perhaps.
You know?
If you're talking about fucking changing the way people have kids, though, that's
only if I get elected benevolent dictator. Like, I'm president for 8 years, and I'm like, you fucking rock! Like, all right, well, I'll let you guys vote on this. So I'm going to let you vote me into benevolent dictatorship. Then I'm going to do some kind of crazy stuff, but you got to be like, if you don't want me to do that, that's fine. I'm done. I already did my part.
Yeah.
But, if I have to, I'll run the country. I'll give you a preview. You aren't going to like it. You aren't going to vote for me to be your dictator. So, just fine. I didn't want this job in the first place, motherfuckers. I just did it to help all you sad sacks out. Nobody in their right mind would let me enact my crazy plan. I keep it on the back burner, though. I let everybody know up front, here's my crazy plan. If shit gets too out of control, this is what we're going to. So you guys better be, into this first plan. You aren't going to like the backup. But I'd also socialize medicine completely. I'd piss off everybody on
I don't know if that works.
That's how I know I'd be doing the right job.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, how many people did I piss off today? Like, okay, I'm still good.
Yeah. I don't know. I
haven't turned evil yet.
Medicine's probably not the right way now, but it's probably not right socialized either.
It's definitely not right now.
I don't think there's an incentive for any
socialized.
Like, I don't. How many doctors are out there to be doctors who make shit tons of money and be doctors?
In comparison to how many is their driving force over
money
passion?
/ the power of being a doctor and like that.
I would say 90%.
So are any of those people going to continue being doctors under socialized medicine?
Yes, because it will still be a prestigious career, and it'll still be a well-paid career. There's no reason for doctors not to be well-paid.
Even insurance though now you're paying it for fucking everybody?
Fucking thing. That's the people who are against it, and that's the people who stop it. Doctors aren't really that upset about the idea.
Because
sounds about right. You don't turn them into third-class citizens, maybe you only make $250,000 a year now, but your insurance bill is $250,000 less than it used to be.
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess you're making pretty close to the same, huh, buddy?
/ less paperwork.
Yeah, there you go. And a lot less paperwork. But it'd have to be a thing where, like, it was... I'm not saying it'd be easy. And the government doesn't really do anything right, so I don't really trust the government to do it right. And certainly any attempt we've tried at socialized medicine or gone that way has been done improperly.
What, like, I don't, the problem ends up being done, people are just going to be lazy.
All people in general, or people in government, and that's why they do a half-assed job when they do everything?
I'm thinking the people that now don't have to do anything for their doctor bills or any other shit that comes up that I don't want to do anything. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to contribute.
Well, I don't think that's a fair option. Short of the
do you still get medical care if you're not going to fucking do anything? And not contribute, not be a taxpayer, not be a...
Medical care, yeah, I'd say. Yeah, fine.
Even though you're a burden on society.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you might not get locked up somewhere for something.
Can we force you to, like, sweep some hallways or something while you're in the hospital?
That sounds good. I like it. I like it. Give them a little sense of purpose, too.
Yeah.
That's all you're trying to teach. We're trying to build a civilization here, yeah, people. That's the only thing I'm like. I just don't see, like, us trying to advance civilization. To become a superior civilization, you know?
We do a lot of stupid shit.
I mean, shouldn't the whole world ultimately be about trying to, I don't know.
What's better? Like, who determines what's better? Because that's, like, the problem, I think. You've got an idea of what makes society better, or civilization better.
Right.
I've got an idea of what, like, we might have some of a Venn diagram of that, but then you got opposing folks that think our better is completely stupid.
Sure.
Sure. Even our Venn diagram little spot of things that we agree on is completely stupid.
Right.
And so their circle starts way over here.
And doesn't even
intersect with ours. Yeah, so we're all kind of fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't get better.
I'm afraid not.
Not USA.
Not that's without. Yeah. Everything going to hell.
Yeah, but probably.
I think everything works on a smaller basis much better.
Yeah, you're probably right there, too. Every village scale is way better than... Right. Yeah.
And that you really trying to keep it to that is the but only chance we have. I don't know.
Libertarianism? So just like federal government shouldn't be shit?
No, libertarianism isn't really right either because they'll let you die in the street. You know?
No, because you're a decent person. You're not going to let that happen. Like other folks around.
Right. And a lot of, you know, Good Sam's a big hospital, but it's a charitable organization, I believe.
Right, but if everybody's kind of free to let themselves be charitable, if I don't have to pay taxes, and I know that it's now a condition of society to say, you'll help somebody push a car down the street to get them out of the way in the middle of the street because you're being nice and helping right. out. Are you also willing to give $500 a year to a hospital to help out some dude who just got hit by a bus?
There you go. That makes sense to me.
Like, okay, if I'm paying 20% less taxes, that might be
More reasonable a deal. For people to do. I like that. And that it kind of works in reverse and that people start picking up the slack instead of government picking up the slack. Yeah.
So the village becomes more suitable.
Right. Because everybody wants to live in that better village. But, I mean, ultimately, my view of a better civilization, though, is just, like, more free time for everybody.
I don't know that you get the free time without all the rest of the crap, though, do you? Like, it depends on what are you doing in your free time that, like, or what are you doing not in your free time? Like, what do you mean to get more free time? What do you need to get more free time, I guess?
What would I do with my free time?
No, what would it take to get you more free time? What more conveniences, technology, whatever, could get you more free time? Just less working?
Right, yeah.
How do you hit that, though? Like,
well, just that, you know, all you only need to go to work 10 hours a week to make, you know, what you need. And that you can do what you want with the rest of the time. You can work, you know, like I said, 40 hours a week and... really advance. But, most married couples I know with children, both parents have to work. And there's no way that they could support their families without both parents working. And that didn't used to be that way not that long ago. And so that seems like a pretty big fuck-up in civilization. Like, okay, in order to have the same thing that you had this long ago, now we need to double up our labor force.
Blameable on... the desire to obtain cheaper goods.
Or just more goods, more shit.
Could be that too.
But I don't think that you can be like, okay, I'm going to live a minimalistic, not stupidly minimalistic, but, you know, basic-ish lifestyle and get by with just this.
TVs are pretty, man.
Yeah, but, and that's fine. If you want to work the 40 hours a week and get the super TV, great. But if you don't want to, you should still be able to eat. you know.
Right, but I do,
as long as you work something. You know,
can you produce enough shit? I guess maybe if everybody's living that way, can you produce enough shit to provide that you can only work 10 hours a week?
Well, I think there needs to be some advancements in technology, but I think that I don't think there's any problem with that. I'm thinking even now, because those people who are only working the 10 aren't going to have that badass new TV, so now we need one less badass TV.
Right.
And so it kind of works.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Decrease in demand of goods that we need to make. So then we can decrease the labor spent, you know, the time spent, but still
and
have...
if you go and work 40 hours, you'll be making your own TV, essentially.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or you're making a car.
Yeah.
But, dude, you know, other dude's making a TV for you. He's going to buy the car, you're going to buy the TV. With all that free time, people will sit around and figure out how to fix the world and make it better. A world of philosophers and artists.
They're going to do drugs. They're going to fucking spank it. They're going to do nothing.
Well.
You're going to watch TV.
I know. And I really don't care about the rest of the people. I just want an out for me.
Fucking around on the internet.
Fuck everybody. I don't care. I just want my out. I want my free ticket, damn it. Just like everybody else does.
Yeah.
And just like everybody else, I think, oh, yeah, I deserve that. Why not? I'll make good use of it. Who knows?
I'm going to be interested when I lose my job. I'm not sure what's going to happen then.
When you leave your job?
No, when it goes away.
Oh. That would not be good.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm pretty sure it's inevitable, but we'll see.
Like, there's plans in the works inevitable, or just the way things are, technology and the movement of technology to...
A little of both.
Okay. And it's a Japanese company.
No, not anymore.
All right. Oh, it's an Israeli company.
No. Yeah. It's an American company.
Oh.
But weird. They don't want anything to do with America, really.
Sure. Too expensive.
And it's not a great company. They do some shit all right. Our shit's kick ass, but not what...
Not run well.
Not what customers... No, not what customers are expecting when they get it. Like, our shit's crazy shit that doesn't work all the time.
Yeah.
When it works, it's badass. But it's crazy complicated, so it doesn't work all the time.
But it's fair, because hell, it's crazy complicated. Give us a break.
Exactly. You're it's going to do shit you just can't believe. Shit.
Right.
But it's not going to work all the time. However, our customers are led to believe, oh, it just works.
Sure.
So
it's hard to sell otherwise.
Yeah. I don't think so. Not if you fucking say it, right?
I guess so. Hey, this is pretty badass, but don't expect it to work all the time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, all right.
You still buy it because you look at it and it's like, wow. Oh, I see what's going on. That's badass. And it ain't going to make us a shit ton of money.
There you go.
But... Whatever. Yeah, but I don't necessarily expect it to be there forever.
Yeah.
Which is going to suck because I make a decent amount of money that pays my shits and.
Don't know what you'd do otherwise.
Not real sure. Yeah. Unionize. That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll keep your jobs there.
That'll do it.
Yep.
Unions.
You won't lose your jobs at all then. Yeah.
I think this might be the first... fuck. Definitely the first extended Snort Coffee episode.
It's a long, long episode. Or a short episode, depending on how it pans out. Has to be a long episode because there hasn't been an introduction in half an hour.
Can you hear that?
I think I can. Yep.
Can you hear the birds?
Yep.
I hope the listeners can hear the birds.
It's early, people.
This might be the earliest we've ever gone, huh?
Definitely.
You think definitely?
Definitely.
I'm not sure about definitely, but
it's fucking quarter after five, dude.
You got plans tomorrow?
Yeah, I gotta work.
How early?
as soon as I can get there. Huh. Yeah.
I'm going to give you two options of couch sleeping.
All right.
One of them is going to surprisingly be better than the other, but I got to clear it off.
All right. I probably want that one unless it's basement.
No, they're both. You know, oh, man. You could have a blue one, too. That's maybe the best one.
I doubt it. Basement creeks me out.
No, it's upstairs in the sun porch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The, what was it?
Atrium.
Atrium. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Perkins.
Oh. Nice. I didn't think that. That's good.
Hell yeah.
Blue one might be the best one. There's a crazy one that's going to be relatively comfy for sleeping, but it's got a bunch of shit on it right now that I have to move. New one would probably be the comfiest, but it smells weird.
Smells weird? Yeah. Like new couch?
No, like my mom's perfume and cigarettes.
Alright.
I would suggest either a blue one or the crazy looking one that's got a bunch of shit on it.
Alright. I'll check out the situation.
We'll see how it goes, yeah.
Crazy what one with a lot of shit on it sounds is the one that you're selling.
Actually, blue one's got a piece of plywood underneath it that has helped support it. A lot. It's kind of nice.
I don't know. Sun porch, I'm thinking cold.
No, it'll be nice in there. Yeah. Heat of the day from today and give you a blanket or something. What the fuck? I don't know which way a screw goes, dude.
The boom?
Yeah. That way.
Towards you.
Like, you asked me like that when it was a favor or something. The sleeping on the couch. I don't care.
I don't know if you care or not.
No.
I kind of didn't think you'd care, especially since I'm going back to work in the morning. And
I'm a single man nowadays. What the fuck?
That's kind of what I thought, too, but I didn't want to point that out. Like, what the fuck do you care, dude?
Are you done with this shit?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm fucking...
Bye-bye!
Take it easy, people. Thanks for spending this time with us.
Yeah. You got something, dude. Come on.
Nope. I was just listening to the birds. Or watching the birds on there. Tweet!
All that. No birds. All static.
Really? Okay, they're going...
I20 signing off. AM. What's up?
What AM? AM.
5:20.
Fucking early.
In the morning.
Since 9, and it's closer to 9:30.
It's when you got up?
Huh?
It's when you got up?
No, when the show got rolling.
Yeah. I slept till 1:40 today.
Did you?
Yeah, man.
I slept till 10:15, which was super late.
Nice.
For lately. Yeah.
I slept late. I got nothing to do tomorrow. Well, I got shit to do tomorrow, but nothing pressing more than the lawn. I'd like to do some gardening.
Nice. I fucking went to work today and only did about 3 hours worth of work and 4 hours worth of clay, which I shouldn't have.
Nice.
But I've fucking been working my ass off and needed a little break.
It's good.
Yeah, kind of, except for now I gotta do shit tomorrow.
Today?
Yeah, exactly.
You're in 2-3 hours?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like 6.
Fucking no rain. It sucks.
What are you talking about, dude?
I was hoping to get some good rain on here.
3/4 of a second.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.
Did you hear that rain? I swear. Never mind.
I was about to close my sunroof.
Folk. Oh.